Danny Moody and Dan Jaguar both recently finished hiking the nearly 2,200-mile Appalachian Trail. The two were selected to take part in Maine Public's Here to There and Back project. The two say the experience gave them a new perspective on life, including how much stuff they really need. So, guys, let me ask you, what daily items that you thought you really needed turned out to be expendable?
Definitely, like, the just electronics in general. You really don't need those, like the TV or the tablet or the computer or even your cell phone, really, to get through daily life. Definitely more. It's more like I think you more realize the few things that you do need, at least to me, like a shower and a bathroom are really nice. And a roof over your head is like one of the few things you really come to enjoy getting out of the rain.
I'd say as kind of gross as it is, like clothing, like you kind of realize that you really don't need a big old pile of clothing in your bag. So you really minimize it down to like hiking clothes. And then, like, town shorts, you know what I mean? So I'd say that was one of the things that I noticed got much smaller was my clothes bag.
But to clarify, you did wear some clothing.
I wore some clothing sometimes.
So what did this experience teach you about your own limits?
It was like, at first you didn't think you could hike a 20-mile day, and then you hiked a 20-mile day. And then you didn't think you could hike 30 miles in a day, and then you hiked 30 miles in a day. It's all about, like, just push that extra hour, take that next step. Do that next thing, you'd be surprised by how much more you can accomplish.
I would agree with that. I would say that it gets to the point where, like, mentally, you got to get yourself to do it. Because you, at this point, when you're, like, three-quarters of the way in the trail, your body will walk as far as you ask it to walk. It's just you got to ask it to do it. So I would say mentally getting yourself to do it.
You guys were with other people throughout this at various times, different people. But generally, what would you say that you learned about other people in this whole adventure?
Definitely that, like, everyone comes from a different background and did different things, but everyone is pretty much the same on the when it comes down to it. You're all going to go through the same challenges and have the same problems every day. And no matter where they came from or what they were doing beforehand, we're all pretty much alike once we get down to the base of it.
I'd say there are many, many different types of people out there, and the Appalachian Trail is a great spot to see all of them. I mean, you meet great people, you meet shady people, crazy people, you know what I mean? You just meet every single type of person there is, and they're all on the trail for different reasons, too.
And how did the way you dealt with the different kinds of people, how did that change over time?
I think at first you're kind of off. You don't always talk to everybody. Maybe you feel like, oh, that person's a little odd. Maybe I don't want to talk to them. But then as the trail goes along, most of the time, this is always at like camp at the end of night when everyone's together. You just start talking to everybody. Everyone has their own piece of something to say. Sometimes maybe they talk too much. Sometimes it seems like they don't talk at all or don't want to talk to you. But I think just as you go through the trail or just spend time out there, you become more open to everything.
Okay, so having completed this thing in your early 20s that most people don't ever do, what would your advice be for any potential through hikers?
I guess there's really no right time to do it. I was probably the youngest person I came across. Like in our group, I was the youngest person, and the age range from me all the way up to I hiked with some guy who was 60 for like quite a bit of it, and then you'd see people who are older. So there really isn't a right age to do it. It'd just be the right time in your life.
And definitely getting out there and testing out your gear, testing out camping in the woods to see if you really think you could enjoy it. Just trying it all out before you go and do it. Don't go out there with no experience, no knowledge, research what you're going to do. But I wouldn't let that dissuade anyone from attempting it. Actually, this year, I believe an 82-year-old man completed the trail, which would be the oldest person to ever do it.
Okay, Dan Jaguar of Manchester, Maine, finished the Appalachian Trail in 4 months and 20 days. Danny Moody of Winthrop in 5 months and 5 days. You can find out more about their adventure at mainepublic.org.